The Guardian.
Why has Michelito been banned?
Well, he has enraged the president of the Anti-Corridor Association, which is the chief French bullfighting association. They say that even if he isn't going to be killing any bulls, any animals, that he himself is still at risk, and that it is disgraceful for a child of, I mean, Michelito is 10 and a half years old, that it's disgraceful that a child so young should be thrown into the bull ring. And they say, you know, you can't have a child of 30 kilograms coming face to face with an animal who weighs almost 200 kilograms, that it just doesn't work.
But this isn't just any child. He's quite a precocious child, from what I understand. He's already killed 60 calves in bullfights, so beware the bull.
Well, exactly. I mean, he is something of a child prodigy. He comes from Mexico, and his father is a very well-known French matador. Michelito has been bullfighting since he was six. He's got a brother, Andre, who's nine, who also bullfights. He is said to have killed around 60 bulls. He's got scars on his legs to prove it. And yes, he's obviously very brave and very skillful in the ring, but it's a very different situation in France from in Mexico, and he doesn't face anything like the kind of opposition to the bullfighting that he does in his native country that he does here.
Well, in France, bullfighting is illegal, isn't it? Although there are exceptions to that law.
Yeah, technically bullfighting is illegal in France under cruelty to animals laws. But there are many, many regions in France which get through that law through loopholes, which say that any region with an uninterrupted and cultural tradition of bullfighting can continue to host bullfights. This is mainly in the south, so an awful lot of regions still get through, and it's something that anti-bullfighting and animal activists are very angry about.
It might be a surprise to many that there is, in fact, bullfighting in France at all. What is the attitude to, dare I call it, a sport in the country?
Recent opinion polls have shown that almost 80% of the population are opposed to it. So there has been a distinct change in public attitude over the past few years. This is in part thanks to a very successful campaign by organisations like the Anti-Corridor Alliance, which have put advertisements on television and really brought home the bloodiness of these fights to the public. They've also, in part, been influenced by the anti-fox hunting movement in England. So in all, it's led to a climate in which bullfighting is far less popular than it once was.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.